about to get better. We are joined right now on the set by a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Check this resume out quickly. All-Pro, Pro Bowl selection, nearly 5,200 yards from scrimmage, 42 total touchdowns in the regular season. First quarterback in NFL history with at least 100 passing and 30 rushing TDs. In his first 4 years, he was the seventh pick overall in 2018 out of Wyoming. He is appearing today on behalf of USAA. Bills Mafia, Josh Allen is in the house. My man, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Great to sit down with you. What's up? How you doing? How's your week going?
It's been good. It's just starting today. You know, got in last night. I'm still trying to decompress from that game and trying to move on, but it's going to be tough to watch this one on Sunday.
Okay, so you got right to it. I was going to kind of set that up a little bit, but I appreciate you getting there. I mean, another amazing season, an amazing game, and a gut-wrenching loss. How do you go about processing that?
I mean, you got no choice but to move on, learn from it. There's some things that we can do better on the offensive side of the ball earlier in that game to put us in a better situation. But again, we'll learn from it. We got a young team, and we'll remember that one and use that to our benefit.
You know, time is interesting, right? Do you think in time, obviously not today, but in time, do you think you'll ever look back on that game and say, man, it was special? Or is it always going to be, you know, man, there's pain involved. We lost that game. I will never look at that as a special, amazing day because we didn't win.
Correct. Yeah. And everyone's coming up to me, it's the greatest game I've ever seen. I'm like, we lost the game, guys. Like, it is what it is. You know, I'm in the business of winning football games, and that's all I care about. So all the stats, all the accolades, all the this, that, it's hearsay and goes in one ear, out the other. And, you know, if we won the game, I'd appreciate that, but we didn't win. So
Allen joining us. Let me ask you about this. Gabriel Davis came on the program a couple of days after. What did he show you in that game in terms of the way he stepped up time and time again and in the clutch?
I mean, he just showed me what I've seen all year. You know, he's a second-year guy, but you wouldn't know that from how he talks, how he communicates, how he plays. You know, you saw that game as just kind of his breakout to the scene game. And I think, you know, if you would have saw him throughout the season, you know, we brought in Emmanuel Sanders, we've got Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley. You know, this is a guy that was starving for opportunity, coming up to me like, I just want an opportunity. And I'm like, be patient, be patient. And he did. He worked his butt off. He got his opportunity. He made the best of it.
Talking to Josh Allen, Bills quarterback. Josh, I talked to so many guys, I mean, dozens of guys this week, and I've done this for 30 years, and I'm always fascinated by guys and their journeys and where they came from and what they had to overcome. I think a lot of people know you're from Fireball, California, about 4 hours north of where we are right now. What's it mean to you to be from Fireball and to represent on the big stage?
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in it. You know, I've got a lot of support there, obviously. No offers out of high school, went to junior college. You know, the Central Valley, they're behind me. So to have that support, to be from a small town called Fireball and to give, you know, the kids there hope. You know, we've been told so many times that we can't do it coming out of Fireball. So to be able to be the first guy to really do that, I take a lot of pride and a lot of honor in it. And I love my Eagle family down there and my Fireball family. And it seems like anywhere I go down there, it's just you can't go anywhere without recognizing somebody because it's such a small, tight-knit family feel. I love going down there and getting to talk to people.
I'll tell you what I'm really struck by. The fact is you've got that family, the Fireball family, but then you've got your family, your immediate family, your parents. Listen, they wanted to put you in a position where you could succeed. Your dad could have said, you know what, we could step out. We could go to Fresno. We can go someplace else. But that was never the message, right? Your dad was like, you can accomplish anything where you want right where you are. And, in fact, this is the way we're going to do it, and you'll be better for it, right?
Absolutely. My dad, he's got a lot of quotes that he lives by. And you bloom where you're planted is one of them. That's something he constantly told us as kids and me and my three other siblings. You know, we've got a lot of history in that town. We're small ranchers down there. My grandfather helped donate some land for the high school in Fireball, so I felt like I needed to be there. And yeah, we probably could have transferred out and gone to a Fresno school and gotten some bigger publicity, if you will. But you know, I'll take it the way I did it.
You wouldn't change anything, right? This is the journey. This is why, in large part, why you're here, is part of that journey. You said that when you were at Wyoming, quote, I was trying to show every college they made a mistake by not recruiting me. I played pissed off. I had a lot of success doing that. Hey, man, I love it. Whatever fuel you're running on. My question now is, obviously, you've proven everybody wrong, and those who believed in you, you've proven them right. Do you still play pissed off, or is your motivation different now?
Motivation is slightly different. I still have that chip on my shoulder. absolutely. But in terms of playing pissed off, I mean, I play with so much fun, so much energy. I love the game I get to play, and I get to do it for a living. So it's the best job in the world. I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather do. Maybe golf. I love golfing, but football is the
absolute.
Like
it as much? Do you like it as much as football?
No, it's close, but football is the absolute number one for me. It's always been since I was a little kid growing up.
How good a stick do you have, dude?
I'm struggling right now. I played in the AT&T Pro-Am. You know, I've got some stuff to work on. I'm working on with a guy named Wade Wilson, call him Deadpool, down in El Nogal Country Club. So I need some work, Wade. I know you're going to get me right, but in the meantime, I'm going to stick to my day job, and that's throwing the pigskin.
Talking to Josh Allen, you know, I've talked with a number of your teammates. I talked to Brandon Bean about this as well. I mean, guys, the guys in your locker room, they love you, man. They absolutely love you, and you connect with everybody. How do you go about developing those relationships and the culture in the team?
I think in large part it's how I was raised, where I was raised, being able to understand people on a personal level. And, you know, in an NFL locker room, there's different guys from different cultures, ethnicities. We got guys from different countries, you know. So being able just to talk and communicate and show them that I care not just about them as football players, but as people. And again, when I'm on the football field, I'm putting my body on the line, showing them I'll do anything to win a football game.
Clearly. Listen, I don't know that there's a better match between a player and a fan base. Like, being the quarterback in Buffalo is not an easy thing. Jim Kelly and I have talked about this so many times over the years. You got to be a special guy with a special toughness to play in a town like that and represent those fans. What would it mean to you to bring the Mafia the Lombardi?
I think it would mean everything in terms of why I played this game. To be the best at something, obviously, it takes a whole lot of preparation, a lot of skill, a lot of guys coming together to accomplish one single goal. But given, you know, Bills Mafia's history and the history of the Buffalo Bills, the things that city's had to endure, the 17-year drought, we know about the stuff before that I won't even mention. But to give them that Super Bowl, I mean, I have vivid dreams of the parade and what it would be like. And it's so something I want to happen so badly that I won't stop until we do it. So we're working on it.
No doubt. You're working with USAA and the VFW to award a military vet a trip to the Super Bowl. It's a great, great cause. Can you break that down for me? How did you get involved in this project? And then how much are you looking forward to catching up with Staff Sergeant Corey Geisler this weekend?
Yeah, so my grandfather was in the Marines way back during the Korean War. He never got deployed, but served for about 4 years. He passed away a few years ago. But again, to have that family tie into that, and then got asked to be a part of the USAA and VFW to give, like you said, Staff Sergeant Corey Geisler an opportunity for him and his wife to come down and give them a trip of a lifetime to go to the Super Bowl in L.A., get to meet him on Saturday as well as some other military guests. I'm super happy for it. I respect and appreciate all of our military veterans for, you know, serving, you know, abroad and overseas and protecting our freedoms and our rights. And it's something that I'm super honored and proud to be a part of.
That's so much respect for our service people, because there's no way that any of us can do what we do, what you do, what I do, what any of us do, without our service people doing that. So how do you approach Sunday? Like, are you a fan, or is that just still too personal and too painful and you're not going to watch that game?
I'd like to say the second answer, but I love football so much. I'm a fan. I want to see a good game. I got personal interests. I know Joe from when he was coming out from the draft. He trained with Jordan Palmer down here in Orange County. Got to meet Matt Stafford a couple years ago, and I've been such a big fan of Matt since he's been in the league. And, you know, it doesn't get talked about enough how good of a talent he is. You know, I think all-time top five arm talent. And for him to endure what he endured early on in his career and now to be in a situation where he can win a Super Bowl, I'm super excited for him and happy for him and his family. His wife is our receiver coach's sister,
right?
Chad Hall's sister. So there are some family ties there. I just want to see a great game, and I got no dogs in this fight other than I'm happy for both guys.
Hey, listen, Stafford, those who know, his arm talent's crazy. Always has been from college. I mean, this guy can really, really sling it. Really quickly, I'm glad you mentioned Jordan Palmer. I love the guy. I'm a huge, huge Jordan Palmer fan. He works not far from where I live. How much has he meant to you in terms of mechanics, footwork, and the improvement you've shown?
I mean, I don't know if I can describe it in words, giving me the tools necessary to find out how to become the best quarterback I can become. And we're still working on it. But again, giving me the tools to map my mechanics digitally and understand why things are happening. He's been a big brother to me, a mentor to me throughout the league. Not just football, but life. You know, we can talk about anything and everything. And I appreciate him so deeply. And I'm so happy I made that decision coming out for the draft to go with him and got the chance to hang out with Sam Darnold and Kyle Allen. We all kind of live now within 10 minutes of each other down in Orange County and still hang out all the time. So it's a cool little community that we've gathered, you know, from training with Jordan.
Dude, you didn't just say you live in Orange County.
I do, yeah.
You live there now.
Laguna Niguel, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I'm in Irvine.
Okay, yeah. Right,
so why,
right
why don't
down the
you
street.
Go? Well, so we got to go to Javier's.
Okay, yeah. Love Javier's.
Have you been to Javier's?
Oh, yeah. I've
so
been
you
a
know.
Few times.
All right,
yeah.
So really quickly, so they know, because all I do is talk about Javier, my guy Javier. Does this live up to the hype? Is that not the best place?
I don't know about the best place, but it's up there.
Uh-huh.
Have you tried south of Nick's?
I have not.
Okay, there's one in Laguna, and then there's one in San Clemente.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes. Okay. Yes, I have. In Laguna, I have.
I love Javier's, but I think I might take South of Nick's over it. I might be crazy, though.
Respectfully, dude, you'd be wrong, but you are entitled to your choice no matter how wrong it is, dude. Like, there's some things I'm going to go to battle for. Javier is it, but I appreciate it.
I'll let you win this one.
Well, thank you very much, yeah. Man. Good looking out. So, do you like the OC? How's the trip?
I love it. I love it. And, again, you got all the food you can want, different types, different cultured food. Like, it's awesome. The golf's great. The weather's great.
Where are you playing? What track?
I'm in El Miguel.
Okay.
So I'm near the course.
How do you like this? I was a member at Shady Canyon for 20 years and didn't play one round.
Really?
Pretty smart, huh?
I haven't played up there yet. I need to get out there.
I could probably get you on because they love me. I'm the best member ever. I don't play.
Just take my money.
All right, Josh. Dude, really, really good to see you, man. Thank you very much. Have a great
week,
and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Josh Allen, Bills Mafia right here. All right, we'll come back. Hour number 3, straight ahead. Do not go anywhere. He appeared courtesy of USAA. Stay tuned.